It is no secret at all the things have been a little bit slow in the shed. I completely admit that. It has been very, very tricky, if I'm honest, trying to figure out how I'm going to get this to work. And you might be thinking, what are you talking about, Deacon? What is your plan? Well, my plan, my mission is to make this shed a bit of a pound for cars, like a catch and release. And to make that financially viable has been very challenging, but I have figured out how to do it. But there is one thing that must happen with any small business venture or anything like this. Sometimes sacrifices have to be made, and that is what is happening here. Now, one of my cars is going to one of you guys, and that car is this. This is my 1998 5-litre VT Calais. That's right, this car is going. Now, Deacon, you might be thinking, well, how are you going to make money giving that away? And that is a great, great question. Well, I'm not. This car will be part of a trade promotion. So if you guys jump on my website, www.commodoreman.com.au, any stickers that you guys buy, I've got some really funny ones, some Commodore Man approved and disapproved ones, and I've got some others. I'm going to start making that a much more regular thing. But anyway, back to the car. For every sticker that you buy, it gets you an entry into the draw of the VT Calais 5-litre, and every dollar, all of those funds are going to go into the shed, into tools, lights, equipment, cars, that kind of stuff. And I am really, really excited to show you guys around. And if you don't know about the VT Calais 5-litre, well, I am happy to walk you through. It is not a minter, absolutely not. But it's pretty good. It is an honest car. I'm the second owner. This is its bad side, I admit. It is a factory 5-litre, which is pretty cool. I have put Series 2 VT Calais interior in it because the Series 1 stuff that was in it was a bit rough. And so I've put like a Calais wood grain, Calais leather. Probably the biggest thing I've done to this particular car though, or biggest, not biggest, but most striking, is these wheels, the VT International Calais wheels. They look fantastic on this car. I have lowered it. It does have an exhaust, but I'm sure you can imagine this car is not abused at all. Again, I'm the second owner. It's barely been driven, frankly. It's sat in the shed. Some more details on it, though. You can check out my website for the full listing, but I will deliver this car anywhere in Australia. That's right, anywhere, anywhere, and I will personally do it. So if you win, you will meet me. If you're in WA or somewhere really far away than we are in western suburbs of Melbourne, then it might go on a truck, but I will still be there. I will still be there. I don't know if excited is the right word. It's a bit bittersweet. I am sad that it's going, but it's going to a good cause.